chapter 2. Tonight, I'm going to talk about four-letter words. Okay? Four-letter words. A word that's kind of hard to follow, and there it is. Work. Oh man, I have to work. I have to get up in the morning to work. Yes, we're going to talk about work tonight, but specifically how grace works in us. But before we get to the message, before we get to these two passages that we're all going to read together when we get there, I want to show out six things about the Christian and work. The first thing is that God expects us to work. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, the Bible says this: "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." A verse that I often quote is Ephesians 2:10. "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works." 2 Timothy 3 talks about that we're thoroughly furnished as a servant of God unto what? Every good work. God expects us to work. He loves us and saves us by his grace, but he expects us to work. And because Paul writes the Philippian church and he says, hey, as ye have always obeyed, do this also. Don't work for your salvation, but work because you're saved. Work because of what Christ did in his wonderful salvation work on the cross. So the first thing we need to understand is that God expects us to work. When you show up tomorrow at work, your boss is expecting you to put in a full day of labor. And that you're going to be what? Productive. So it's expected. The second thing is that work is needed. Work is needed individually. In James chapter 1 verse 4 says, "But let patience have their what? Perfect work." We need to have God work on us. You know, our prayer should be that God fix us. "But let patience have your perfect work, that maybe we what? Perfect or complete," okay? Complete and entire, wanting or lacking nothing. Folks, when we work for God, he will work for us, and we will be more like him. It's expected, and we need to work. In Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 18, Nehemiah hears about the walls of Jerusalem being torn down and still destroyed. And he goes back and he surveys the walls, and then he goes to the elders in the city and says, "Hey, we got a big job in front of us." And he says, "Then I told them of the hand of my God which was good upon me, as also the king's word that he had spoken unto me." And they said what? "Let us rise up and build." Folks, as this morning we talked about, we don't look at other people for our faith. The issue is that we need to do our part, and others need to do their part. And if we all do our part, the job will get done. It's needed. In this case, let us rise up and work and build. So they strengthen their hands for the what? Work. If you're supposed to work and you don't work, you'll be a discouragement to those who are working, because they're going to have to what? Work harder. So it's expected. Work is expected by God. Work is needed for us individually and for us collectively as a church. Now, God would never ask us to do anything that he doesn't prepare us for. And God has prepared us. He says we're created in Christ Jesus unto what? Good works. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, the Bible says, "And God is what? He is able." Which means he can do it. He could do whatever He wants you to do in your life. And God is able to make what? All grace abound towards you, that ye having what? All sufficiency. Now, sufficiency means what? It means that you have adequate resources to do the thing He's asked you to do. And so, that ye always having all sufficiency and what? All things may abound to every good work. See, God expects us to work. We need to work. He provides for us to work. And the other thing is that He gives us everything we need in order to work successfully. And because of that, we need to go above and beyond what we were the minimum. Folks, we should be an example at the workplace. We should be examples in the home. We should be examples in the church to those that come in to the church. And we shouldn't do the minimum. We should be, as this verse says, abound to what? Every good work. When you have an opportunity to do it. So it's expected, it's needed, it's provided for. And the issue is, any work for God is not wasted effort. Isaiah goes to the country of Israel and he's prophesying to them. And they're not listening. In Isaiah chapter 49 verse 4, he writes this. He says, "Then I said, I've labored in vain." What's he really said? "I've wasted my time, God. You told me to go do this. I'm doing your work. No one's listening." Ever feel like that? Ever feel like that? And I said, "I've labored in vain. I have spent my strength for naught. And out of it comes nothing." Nothing. "And in vain." But then he looks at why he's working. He says, "Yet surely my judgment is with the Lord, and my work with my God." You're not working for yourself. You're working for God. Because you're bought with a price. We are His bond slave. We are His bond servant. And we need to work. It's not wasted effort. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 1, it says, "We then, as workers together with Him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain." So it's expected. It's needed. He's provided for us to work. It's not wasted effort. And it should be focused. It should be focused. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 18, Paul writes to him and says, "And the Lord shall deliver me from what? Every evil work. And will preserve me unto His heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." Folks, we need to be focused not on the evil work that's going around us, because God's going to deliver us from that. We need to be focused on what He wants us to do for Him. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 21, it says, "Make you perfect in what? Every good work, to do His will, working in you that which is" what? Everybody say it. "Well pleasing in His sight." Who sets your goals? God does. God does. "Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." So is work what? It's expected, right? The second thing, work is needed. It's provided for. And what should it be? It's not wasted effort. Okay? And it's focused. And then the sixth thing is, it's remembered. God knows everything. In Revelations chapter 2 and 3, Jesus writes seven letters to the seven churches which are in Asia. Every one of those letters start out with this. He says, "I know your works. I know your works. So when he writes to the church at Ephesus, he says, I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. See, it's not wasted effort. It needs to be focused. And God remembers. Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13, it says, every man's work shall be made manifest. I believe that's 2 Corinthians. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. So, work is not a four-letter word. It is a four-letter word, but not in a negative sense. God expects us to work. We need to work. He provides for the work. It's not wasted effort. We need to be focused, and it needs to be remembered. And it's going to do what God wants us to do. Now, the two passages I want you to look at tonight, I want you to look in Psalm chapter 84. Psalm chapter 84. We're going to read these verses together. Psalm chapter 84, verse 11. Psalm chapter 84 and verse 11. It says, for the Lord God, everybody read it, come on together. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. That's a powerful verse. Look at what he's promised here. The Lord God is our sun, which lights our way, and he's a shield that protects us. God will give us grace and glory. He's not going to hold anything back from us. No good thing. He's not going to hold anything back that'll do us good from them that what? Walk uprightly. Now, turn over to Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2, and we're looking at verses 20 and 21. 20 and 21. Let's read. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. What I want to talk on briefly tonight is the work of grace in the believer. The work of grace in the believer. God's work is in grace. And what we need to do is we need to understand what he's doing in us. And very quickly tonight, three things. Very quickly tonight, three things. The work of God's grace in us is a work that has begun. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, the Bible says this. Paul writes to the church, he says, look, being confident of this what? Very thing. That he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. What does that mean? That what God's asked us to do right now, it's expected, needed, provided for, not in vain, focused, and be remembered. And he's going to keep on doing what he's asked us to do, and what he's given us to do it with, is we're going to keep on doing it, and we'll have the ability to do it until he takes us home. But the first main point here is this. Work will never get done unless it's started. You can never start to do work for God unless you have a relationship with him. Unless you have accepted him as your Savior unless you believe He died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again. Unless you asked Him for forgiveness of your sins and you accepted the free gift of eternal life. If you don't have that, you don't have a starting point. And every Christian needs to have this starting point. So the work of God's grace is one that has begun when we got saved. And then from that point on, He expects us. We need it. He's provided for it. We don't want to frustrate the what? Grace of God. It's not going to be in vain. We should stay focused on Him. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. And He's going to remember it. But a work begun is necessary, because work will never get done unless it's started. How many of us have looked at something that needed to be done and we said, well, we'll just put it off to another day. Well, when I get around to it. Folks, we're talking about the souls of men. What would have happened if Christ said, nah, I don't think I'm going to the cross today. I don't think I'm going to do this today. I don't think it's important enough. Folks, there's people out there that only we can reach. They'll never be reached unless we say something. And one of the seven links to God is that we confess. Because if we know Him, we'll confess Him, we will fellowship with Him, or we will follow Him, we will serve Him, we will honor Him, we will magnify Him, and we'll be in His presence. But we've got to start somewhere, and we've got to start at some time. And if you haven't started, tonight's the night. So, it's a work begun. Second point. It's a work that's in progress. We looked at James chapter 1, verse 4. But let patience have her what? Perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. That is a continuing process. But I've got enough patience. Well, I've done enough work. No, you haven't. He's asked us to do this, and He's faithful to complete it until what? The day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? In Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, it says, for it is God, which worketh in you. And here's the point. There's two parts to this. What is He working in you to do? Two things. The first one is to will, to change your mind. Because if you change your mind, you will change your life direction. And God works in us to change our mind, so His will is our will. Christ said, not my will, but thy will be done. And this goes in everything. So the first thing is God works in us to want the same thing that God wants. And if you don't want the fruits of the Spirit, then you're out of God's will. If you don't want to edify the church, you're out of God's will. If you don't want to do His commandments, you're out of God's will. Because He's in you, and He's going to make us, He's going to change our mind to do that. But you know something? It's one thing to talk about something. Look at Congress. You know, look at people who, have you ever met people that say maybe they were going to work on a fence or they're going to work in your house? They say, I'll get to it. I'll do it. I can do it. They never show up. Pay them money. They never come back. See, this issue of can't be a weeno, worker in name only. You got to be a doer. Because God's in us. He's going to make us want to do this. And not only just to want to do it, but to do it. Is there something that God is telling you to do, and you know He's telling you to do it, and you say, no, not right now. No, let me get this done before I get that. Then you need to let God work in you some more. See, because work will never get done unless it's what? Started. Work will never get done if there's no goal in mind. Well, I just don't know what God wants me to do. Well, have you asked Him? Well, I just don't understand how I could teach or minister. Well, have you read God's Word? See, it's God which worketh in you. And see, if you're not wanting to do any work, then God's not working in you. Think on that for a while. If you're not doing any work for Him, why? Why not? So, it's a work begun. It's a work progressing. And then lastly, it's a work completed. See, Philippians chapter 3, verse 21 says this. Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned into His glorious body. Now this happens at the day of the Lord. This happens when we meet Him. According to the what? Working whereby He is able even to subdue all things to Himself. And this morning I was talking about that this life is preparation for heaven. We're not laying up treasures for us here now. We're laying up treasures in heaven. He's begun a work in us when we get saved. He shows us things that we need to do, and we need to be progressing towards this end. And He will complete it. He's faithful to do that. In Philippians 1:6. Work will bring results. It's not in vain. It's not in vain. So my question is tonight, has God done a work of grace in your life? The first one is salvation. The second thing is He doing a work of grace in your life? Remember we read this verse? I do not frustrate the grace of God. Now it's talking about being saved, but it has an application here too. And the Lord will hold nothing good back from us, including His grace. You have not because you ask not. He says, ask and it will be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Folks, that's work. And that's what we need to do. Let's stand. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank You for this time. Lord, I just ask to help Your grace to work in our lives. Father, help us to have a new appreciation for what You've done for us and what You expect. Father, I just ask that You encourage us tonight And Father, there's something that some one of us are holding back that we would not hold back any longer, but we would surrender to you. Lord, have your time and way in this invitation. We ask these things in your Son's name. Amen.